News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
Now, when we think of Canmare Hospitality, the name Brennan is never too far from the mind. It's great to have one half of the brotherly duo that is the Brennans with us this morning. A big welcome to my old friend, John Brennan.
Thanks, Bobby.
John, how are you?
Thank you.
Now, John, I was saying to you just before we came on air that life's become a bit simpler for you.
Yeah,
Tell me a little bit about the decluttering of your life.
I don't have any ties. I've no shirts. Life is wonderful. You don't have to get up at the bed, out of the bed every morning at 7:30, get in the shower, put on the shirt, the tie, go in, and then work 14 hours and come home again. So from that point of view, it's much easier. We still have Drumquina now. It's not exactly, don't have nothing to do, but it is an awful lot less stress and an awful lot less hassle.
And your good wife, Gwen,
yeah.
Your son, Adam, they're kind of leading the charge down at Drumquina.
Gwen is in the car listening to us at the minute, heading for Sligo. And Adam, please God, is selling a wedding in Drumquina. So it'll pay for the petrol to Sligo.
The decision to step back, John, was it an easy one? Because, you know, with Francis and yourself, your world, your life, and I know there was other things that you did, but it was largely invested in a huge way in the park.
Hotels generally have the ability to eat you up.
Yeah.
Okay? And people don't understand, but actually hotels don't need a lock on the front door. If you look at the Shelburne Hotel in Dublin, they only put a lock on the door when the COVID came. They never needed to lock the front door from 1776 or something like that. So it's a relentless business. It never stops coming at you 24 hours a day. So when you do that for 40 years and you have and you look at where you are in the world, in business, where your business is and what the future is, what you think the graph is going to be going forward, and you say, right, do we go now or do you go back into the cycle, which usually goes through a 7-year cycle in the hotel industry, and you want to go in for another 7 years, and you look at what you need out of life, what you want to do and what you've achieved and what you'd like to do in the future. I'm never going up a mountain, so self can relax. I won't be holding the sand going up Kilimanjaro, but you make a decision on what's right for you at that particular time. And at that particular time, 2 years ago, I suppose now, we made the decision it was right to sell. Big decision, because one very, very good, well-known businessman said to me one day, he says, if you ever decide to sell, you sell.
Yeah.
You don't not sell.
I agree. Okay? You don't want to be in that place where you're half selling.
Because then you become bitter.
Yeah.
And then the business really eats you up. If you think you've been eaten up already, you want to be in those shoes. And I've loads of colleagues who are in those shoes in this particular business, because it is a nightmare to get out of.
Yeah.
Family hotels.
So you've passed on the truncheon, the baton with Patrick. We met him last night in the Lansdowne.
Yes.
Again, lovely for him to go back to something that he grew up in.
And that was a natural
pitch. And you were a part of that.
Yeah. I was only a transition in that whole process. Okay, Patrick has worked for us for 3 or 4 times previously. We know each other extremely well. It should have always been Patrick's, okay, because it was just, that's the way life is. His family owned it previously. He married, they've done fantastic business. They were in Sheen Falls, they were in the Eccles, they were in a hotel over in Gorey, and then they bought their own place in the Strand in Cahour. And they've done a fantastic job everywhere they went. So it was the right thing to do the deal with Patrick and
him. So at your service, still going gangbusters?
Yeah, we were back on the road on Monday last.
Am I right in saying that you're maybe a little bit reluctant around all the bits that go with that? And I know, I kind of get what you're saying in that.
No.
There's a privacy that you have to give up.
You don't have to give up, it's given up.
Yeah.
Okay, you have no choice in the matter. And that's the difficulty is. And it's very difficult for people who haven't lost their privacy to do that. Yesterday, I was coming back from filming in. How we picked this place, I don't know. It's above in Carlingford. Could you think of anything further from Kenmare? But anyway, I'm on the road back from Carlingford yesterday and I'm starving. And I go into McDonald's and I drive around and the shop is very busy inside and I'm thinking, no, I can't go in there and get a bag of chips and a burger. And I drive around and I have a new car and I'm thinking, I don't want to smell of chips in my burger and maybe car. So I drive around and then there's a little seat outside and it's freezing in Portlaoise. And I pull up anyway and I eat outside. But there's another colleague of yours in the same business. And when we went into At Your Service, I said, listen, how do you deal with the lack of privacy and everyone knows you and you know no one? And he said, I know every crack in the pathways around Donnybrook.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. But you can't have a successful program and not lose your identity.
No, and it's a trade-off, isn't it?
It's a difficult trade-off.
Yeah, yeah.
But in the world that we're in, it's a small price to pay for what At Your Service has done for us for business from 2008 until 2022.
Yeah, I think when you evaluate that, And again, you there's an intangible monetary value there comes at a price.
Which we never discussed.
No. Tell me, how's the health, John?
RTE would have us out the door if we discussed that. How's the health? The health is absolutely smashing. Thanks
good,
to God.
Because you're looking well.
Yeah, no, I went back for a checkup a couple of weeks ago. I was putting the washing machine and throwing out the other side. And there's nothing anywhere. So
I didn't know, and I know you a long time, but what I didn't know was that the day you got the bank approval for Drumquina was the same day that you got your diagnosis for cancer. I'm just trying to think of that day, and not to bring you back to a dark place, but that day where you're looking at an opportunity, you're looking at a business opportunity that is in your veins, and then you get this hammer blow on the same day.
Yeah, difficult, I suppose, but it's a funny story now, if we have a minute. What have we got? 3 minutes, I think, have we? I had looked at Lamping and had chased Drumquina for probably 2 years, okay? And the bank didn't know they owned it. A big, long story. So eventually I went to Ballsbridge, met the chief executive. I said, you own it? He says, we don't. I said, you do? He said, we don't. So 3 weeks later, he rings back. He says, we do own it. I said, great, can we do a deal? So we did a deal anyway, and that was fine. But we were filming At Your Service in a place in Battlebridge above in County Roscommon. It was a campsite. And Francis said, give them the idea that Lamping. And I said, no, I'm not giving them the idea that Lamping. I want to keep that for myself. I'm not telling them anything about that. And he said, go on. He says, you're chasing Drumquina for years. It's never going to happen. He says, just give them the idea. So I said, fine. So I gave in to Big Brother anyway. And I gave him the idea. And the programme was broadcast on the Sunday.
No way.
The bank guy saw it on the Sunday, said, because I was doing a reverse levered buyout, it was a difficult cash deal because no one had cash in 2011. You can imagine if you went to the ATM machine, you didn't know if you were going to get money. And they saw the program on the Sunday night and they said, that's what your man is talking about. And Kerry will take the risk, we'll make the deal and do the deal. And they rang on Monday morning and they said, do the deal. And on Monday morning at 11 o'clock, we were back in Cork, Gwen and myself, and we went in, we sat in front of Mary Cahill, the professor, and she's there and she says, you have stage 4 cancer. So I'm looking at her thinking, 4 out of 5, 4 out of 10, 4 out of 100, hadn't got a clue, okay? So anyway, it transpired, it was the worst it could be in one sense and the best it could be, because the form of cancer, it's not the end of the world and you get on with it. But that happened at 11 o'clock. Gwen drove back to Kenmare. I drove back to Tipperary where we were filming that particular day, and needless to say, the head is fried on the way. And at the end of the day, 5 o'clock, the phone rang. They said, the bank, you have the deal. So it was a good end to a bad day.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've moved massively on from there. Your health is great, which is the main thing. What about the next chapter? You're always doing something.
Yeah, we have a few things. Well, I'm going to the Eagles next Saturday night in the Sphere in Las Vegas.
Oh, I'd say that'll be great.
The last concert they're going to play, apparently. Yeah. So that'll be good anyway. So that's my immediate plan. Outside of that, then, it's the Black Eyed Peas on Friday night. But that's a different story. Business, we've a really, really good plan for Drumquina, which we're going to implement in the next 2 years. Please God, business will stay good there. Adam is out there now, which is a great relief. And sure, listen, take
And well done on getting into the Blue Book, by the way.
Thank you very much indeed,
John Brennan, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank
you. A great ambassador for here. Stay with us, John.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.